This is the Impactful Wisdom Podcast, helpful strategies for a successful dental career. Brought to you by the campus team of Heartland Dental. Now, here are your hosts, Kathy Tellis, Vincent Battles, and Amanda Rockland.
Welcome to the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. My name is Kathy Tellis, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Amanda Rockland and Vincent Battles. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, what's up?
Well, today we actually have a very special guest. We actually have Julie Thomas, RDH and Senior Director of Operations at Heartland Dental, joining us today.
I'm really glad that she's coming on to talk to you today.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear from our hygiene world, right? I mean, it's such a huge part of dentistry. And guys, did you guys know that she was the second ever hygienist that worked for Dr. Workman? She's been with him since 1987.
Oh my goodness.
That's a long time.
That's a good relationship. Yes.
Absolutely. I loved hearing her story. And she even shared a little bit about how just being in dentistry has changed her life, her kids' life. Her son, ironically, him and I have partnered together. I had no idea that he was the son of Julie Thomas. He actually graduated from ASDO as well. Dr. Brock Thomas, how are you doing? Shout out to you, doctor. Well, Dr. Thomas has come in and he's done a lot of different events with me in Arizona. And then he shared with me that his mom is Julie Thomas. Go figure.
Does she talk about how she came in contact with Dr. Workman? Does she describe that?
Oh, yeah. She talks really? About how they met and everything. Yeah. So that's the reason why you definitely have to tune in.
I like it. Love it. Okay. Cool.
So what's happening in your guys' world? I was just going to say, what's happening in your guys' world before we go into anything with Julie?
Yeah, I actually have something. It's actually a question for Vincent. So last night, I was having dinner with my boyfriend, and he's very supportive. He was listening to the podcast, our first episode, and he goes, so can you tell me, was Vincent born in Dallas? And I said, yeah, he's been there, Texas, raised in Texas. He goes, how is it that he roots for the Seahawks?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'm going to tell you.
Coming from a Giants fan. So I told him I'd bring this up to you.
Let me tell you a story. Again, remember, you all know who I am. I try to stay away from politics. But let me just
say this.
This
is sports.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, here's a story about this. It's like an investment. This is my story. You know, Dallas Cowboys, people say it's America's dream team. You know, that's okay, whatever you want to call it. Here's my story. You can invest in something for so long. At one point in time, it needs to start paying dividends. And that's the way I look at the Dallas Cowboys. They're not paying any dividends. And so until they start paying me money to watch them, I'm going to go somewhere else. And about 5 years ago, I went to Seattle Seahawks. I love that team. I love their energy, even before Russell Wilson and so many other people. But I like Seattle. Sorry. And I'll keep it simple. And I'm sure I'm going to get some flack. But Seattle is my team. As far as Dallas Cowboys, well, they're still trying to win a Super Bowl 25 years later.
Well, I'm a Seahawks fan, Vincent. Because, I went to school in Washington State, and hello, Washington all right. is all about Seahawks.
Yes.
If I'm not rooting for WSU, Washington State University Cougars, I'm definitely rooting for the Seahawks or the Lakers. Okay. And the Lakers. Oh, Lakers is my team. Lakers is my team for sure.
How well we know Lakers is your team. We'll talk about that one day. Yes. So anyway, yeah. So Amanda, does that answer the question?
I think you'll be satisfied with that answer.
Yes. I mean, we can go detail, but that's another day, another episode for another podcast. Yes.
So guys, are you guys ready to listen to Julie?
Oh, yes. Let's get with it. Come on. All right.
Today, I am joined by Julie Thomas, RDH and Senior Director of Operations here at Heartland Dental. Julie, it is a pleasure to have you on Impactful Wisdom today. I cannot wait to dive into your background. And for all those hygienists and hygiene students out there, be prepared to be inspired. Julie has been with Heartland Dental since the very beginning. In fact, she worked knee-to-knee clinically and in business matters with our founder, Dr. Rick Workman. A little refresher for those who have been listening and a fun fact for those just joining us, Dr. Workman has been in dentistry for 40 years. Oh my goodness. He founded Heartland Dental in 1997, and she's been working with him since 1987. Is that right, Julie?
That is. It was dinosaurs when I started in dentistry, but Kathy, I'm really excited to be here with you.
I'm so excited to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And for our listeners who don't know you, Julie, would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and about your background and what led you to pursue a career in the dental space?
Well, I always loved science and biology and people, and I'm really kind of embarrassed to say I fell into dental hygiene. My senior year of high school, my dentist asked me, I was there for a prophy appointment, and he asked me what I was going to do in college the next year. And I told him I was really unsure, I didn't know. And he really encouraged me to be a hygienist. He didn't have one. And he thought that that would be something that'd be good for me since I like people and I like the sciences. And here's the embarrassing part. My parents had told me that I'd finished college before I got married. And so I picked a 2-year hygiene program. And so honestly, I'm really lucky that it worked out and that this has been such an amazing career field. When I entered into it, I had no idea how much I was going to love it.
Oh my gosh, I love that story. Wow. Yeah. So you knew back in, that was high school years that you just fell into it. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's been a key player in Heartland from the very, very beginning, I'm sure you've had a lot of stories to share. One that I'm dying to know, and I'm sure our listeners are interested in hearing about this as well, how and when did you meet Dr. Workman?
That's an interesting story. You know, it was 1985 and I had just got my hygiene license and my husband went to college with Dr. Workman's cousin. And they played basketball in a city league together. And this dentist named Dr. Workman said that he needed a part-time hygienist to fill in when his full-time hygienist was out for some surgery. And so I filled in, and then I went on to find a job in my hometown. And I worked there for about 2 years. And I heard from a hygienist that Dr. Workman and I mutually knew that he was wanting to start a perio program. And to be honest with you, Kathy, I was super unhappy practicing in my own hometown. I was just scraping teeth. I didn't feel like I was using my education or my mind. And I had so many ideas to improve the practice I was in, but they really fell on deaf ears. I actually developed TMJ during that time. It was pretty stressful. So anyway, I interviewed with Dr. Workman and we both felt like it would be a fit and that we'd figure out how to partner together as providers and build the perio program. And so I went from feeling like my hands were tied to really feeling like I was being empowered when I started working with Dr. Workman.
Julie, did you know at that time it was going to be a life-changing event for you and your family? And elaborate a little bit for me, how have your experiences with Heartland Dental changed your life?
Well, I knew when I went to work with Dr. Workman, changed from the small practice in my hometown, that it was going to be a happier scenario. And there had to be a whole lot more to this career field. I just didn't know how good it was going to be. And our children are grown, but they've both found their place in dental careers. Our son's a dentist in Arizona. Our daughter's a regional manager of operations with about 10 dental practices that she supports in Florida. And it makes us happy to see them successful and happy as well. How have the experiences changed my life? Well, one thing, I've been able to voice my opinion, share ideas and strategies that I've come up with. I've got to enjoy my successes and learn from my failures. There's been plenty of both of those. And it's also been really great to be part of the camaraderie within the company, within the doctor hygiene provider team space. I got to be a part of designing some proven systems and best practices that were rolled out through over 1,000 practices. And that's just, honestly, that's been an experience of a lifetime. And I really feel lucky to be exposed to so many people, thought leaders and learning scenarios over time. It's been immeasurable and irreplaceable.
I love that. I love that, mm-hmm. that you've been able to help create processes for over 1,000 locations. That's very impressive, Jolie. Mm-hmm. And now over the past few decades, I'm sure you've seen many changes in dentistry. What's changed more specifically in the hygienist community?
You know, honestly, I think it's hygienists being seen as and seeing themselves as practitioners, as periodontal therapists, and really running their practice within the dental practice. I think that's pretty significant. Being taken seriously for what we know and how we can impact patients' overall health, the communities, teams, and the dental practices. If you have a thriving dental hygiene department, you've got a strong dental practice that everybody can count on, patients, doctors, and teams. Really, hygienists seeing themselves as being more than just people that scrape teeth. I mean, we make a difference, and we change lives. We can save lives with the care that we give.
Absolutely, you do. I have to say, I love my hygienist. Before joining Heartland Dental, I'm from Hawaii, just to let you know. And uh-huh. we had been, I swear, I think my family followed our hygienist for like 30 years, I have to say, uh-huh. in Hawaii, because we loved her. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes a big difference. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And what kind of innovations have you seen? Has the doctor-hygienist relationship changed at all?
You know, innovations, we could probably go on and on forever, but I would say one that was really big in my career was digital x-rays, plus the enhancement tools. We're able to see things that we weren't able to see on regular film. And you have to keep in mind, Kathy, when I went to school, we were using dip tanks for the film and dryers. So it was a long time ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So even the instrumentation and the science behind it, the way that we treat root surfaces, the way that we address perio is much different this decade than it was in the last and the decade prior to that. There's so many new innovations really coming around the corner. But the other thing is the science that shows the relationship between perio and so many other diseases, even cancers. And so again, like I said before, we don't just make people dentally healthier. We really can be a part of saving lives. Invisalign is amazing. Imaging, the way we do documentation. I could go on, and I'm super excited about everything that's happened and all the new technologies and innovations that are going to be coming. So far as the doctor hygiene relationship changes, now all I know, aside from that first 2 years of practice, is my own experience working with Dr. Workman, and then as Heartland was developed in 1997, the Heartland supported doctors and hygienists. This is what we believe in. We believe in the partnership between doctors and hygienists as providers, as practitioners. And from the moment that Dr. Workman and I started working together, and then as we grew to supporting over 1,000 practices nationwide, I've always felt like there's a real collegial atmosphere and a partnership within that provider space. And I'll tell you this, Kathy, it doesn't come automatically. It's like any relationship. We're all different, and you got to work on it.
Absolutely. Wow. Having worked with Dr. Workman for that many years, you get to share that same relationship with other hygienists that's coming into Heartland Dental. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the pandemic impacting so many people this year, what measurements are in place at Heartland Dental supported offices that will make a new hygienist feel safe and protected?
Well, first of all, I would say we in dentistry have been waiting for this. We've been preparing for COVID our whole lives with the procedures we use. And so we've been ready for this for a long time. So at Heartland, we've got a COVID team, and it's made up of doctors, hygienists, procurement specialists. We even have a legal team. And these folks have been troopers. They have met every morning, even on weekends. going over literature, studies, best practices, what's new. We have to keep in mind that COVID's a novel virus, so it's new. And so the standards and best practices are evolving. And so our team has really stayed on top of that and really done a great job of communicating, keeping us on the leading edge and making sure that we have the PPE we need to protect our patients, to protect ourselves and our families. Plus, we recently started an all hygienist email, which is really helpful. This helps hygienists stay informed. It's also a space where we can collaborate, communicate, even discuss patient care. That's great. And besides that, besides great doctors, so the COVID team, great doctors, we have a great management team that's highly supportive of hygienists as providers. And they want to make sure that hygienists have what they need and that we have that strong hygiene practice within a practice. So we know that, you know, aside from that time where we all did ER dentistry, we know that now that we're going back, we're protected with the PPE. We know what we're doing because of the COVID team. We know that doctors will be busy when hygienists are busy. We feed the practice.
That's exactly right. Wow. While those supported offices are doctor-led, they've really looked to your team at Heartland for guidance. How has your team been staying on top of these ever-changing guidelines as well?
Well, you know, we have, first of all, I'll say this. In my role, I don't specifically have a team. I work with multiple teams within the company. I would say that with that COVID team and then linking in with our hygiene leadership team, they have worked together very synergistically and our doctor mentor team as well. And so we really do have an amazing hygiene leadership team. Our hygiene leadership team is divided into regions. So each region has a regional hygiene mentor of operations that works closely with the regional director, the regional managers, and the regional doctor mentor of operations. That's the brain power that keeps that region healthy. And so providers can take care of patients and take care of their communities. And so within each of those regions, we also have local mentors. And so really, hygienists are never alone. Hygienists always have support at the end of a phone, on an email, a text message, or people they can even get together with locally to have support. So they'll get all the information. That really bleeds over into clinical support. You know, I wish that I would have had resources like a COVID team, not COVID, but a COVID team. And I wish that I would have had resources like a mentor infrastructure in the beginning. And we've tied in, we've got an online learning platform. And so there's been updates on that as well. Some things even linked with CE to help stay on top of the ever-changing COVID saga.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I didn't even realize all of the different parts to the leadership team. And with so many children undergoing virtual learning this year, hygienists and really many dental professionals are now having to juggle family life and work. And I know you're a mother yourself. How have you been able to manage that with raising your own kids?
Well, like I said before, our kids are grown, but we do help with our two grandchildren that live nearby, and we see them every weekday. And so we've had to be creative too. And my husband and I are team players. He's retired, and I'm lucky enough in my role to have some flexible hours. For example, Kathy, you and I are recording this at 7:30 at night. But at the office level, many of our offices have extended their hours and even opened up on Saturdays. So parents that work in our practices that are supported, but also patients that are seen in those supported practices can handle it all because they're doing school and work and it's crazy. So some folks in our supported offices have even pulled resources and hired teachers or daycare just for their children of the doctors, hygienists, and the team members in their practices. So we've seen some really creative and flexible things out there. Each practice is independent, so they make their own decisions, but we're always looking for ways to serve our communities at our higher level and take care of patients. That's what I hear from the doctors and teams. That's their mantra.
Yeah. And so I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about and focus on the educational aspects of being a hygienist. coming out of school, did you have a mentor that helped guide you in your career?
You know, honestly, and I know this might sound a little bit hokey, it was the partnership that developed with Dr. Workman. He'd been in practice for about 5 years before I temped in with him and about 7 years before I came to work with him full time. So he had some experience under his belt. But I think really the biggest thing in our partnership as providers is telling each other the truth, even if there was a risk or if it was uncomfortable. And we both stayed really open to feedback. And so we also were exposed to a lot of thought leaders and experts, both inside and outside of the dental industry over the years. And we read a lot of books, went to CE, worked together with the team to apply those things and bring them back. So I don't know if I had a mentor. I wish that I would have outside of Dr. Workman. But this is what I'd say. A person can't sit and wait to be fed. You have to aggressively search and implement the learning that you find. Sometimes you have to be your own mentor.
Yeah, I know that Heartland Dental is extremely passionate about education. Mm-hmm. And we provide supported doctors and hygienists with a robust continuing education program. Mm-hmm. Could you give our listeners a brief overview of some of the CEs supported hygienists can take through Heartland Dental?
Oh, absolutely. Education has always been a foundation with Heartland, and there's a lot of CE offered to everybody, not just people that have licenses, dental assistants that have certificates, business team member managers. So there's a host of education available. In these crazy COVID times, we've been talking about COVID, we worked really quickly to make sure that we had platforms that could safely deliver CE virtually. So we shifted. We'd already been working on it, but we were primed and ready to shift. So the first year that a hygienist is supported by Heartland, they'll receive probably about 29 CEs in the first year. And then after that first year, there's usually 22 or more hours available in CE each year ongoing. And it's a variety of training programs. So we have a program called Foundations for Success, and that offers clinical as well as business training. And it's just like the name, Foundations for Success, when you're just getting started in a Heartland supported practice. And then Core Essentials is another program, and it takes hygienists through advances for clinical and operational growth, laser fundamentals. Intraoral scanners are something that are being used more and more. And so we have a foundational training for that. Something that I think is really special, Kathy, is the quarterly hygiene dinner meetings. And so pre-COVID, we would actually get together in person, share a meal. We've switched with this to virtual too. So there's, like I said, there's CE involved, but man, the collaboration is great and management support is there. There's a huge value for hygiene providers here. And there's a variety of on-demand trainings, both on clinical and business topics. And we also are really proud to offer CEs in partnership with key opinion leaders throughout the year. There's always something that's popping up. So we don't rest on our laurels. There's a lot of CE.
And what advice would you give to new hygienists coming out of school and those new hygienists that are just now in those first few years of their careers?
The biggest thing I would say is great clinical skills are number one. You've got to have quality first. And really, when someone's first starting, that's really where their focus is on the physical part of the job. The other thing I would say, so quality first, but learn from others. Find out who's doing it well. Ask them for their secrets. Ask for guidance. And then the other thing I'd say, Kathy, is a hygienist doesn't have to wait to be validated. Believe in yourself, rock it out. You know what you know. Sometimes you're in situations where you need to validate yourself and just own it. Once you have the clinical down, I would say always be learning and improving. If you think you're at the top, you're probably behind. And then start learning more about communication, leadership, efficiencies. Efficiency is pretty important. I said quality is number one. But I don't know any patients that want a long, slow SRP appointment. They're going to appreciate it. The better you are and the more efficient you can be with that treatment. And then we talked about mentors before. Look for mentors in the hygiene community, management, dentists. look for people and experiences outside of the dental field as well. I know that we have that mentor support built in for Heartland supported hygienists. If you're outside of that Heartland support, seek out what you need. Don't hold back, grab it. And I'll tell you, Kathy, I never got anywhere by waiting to be asked or waiting to be told.
And that's the reason why you've been so successful, Julie.
or at least why I've been around this long.
And now we're all told networking is crucial in school.
Yes.
However, many don't know it's an activity you still want to exercise in your professional work as well. And what are some of the basic things you think dental and hygiene students should know about networking? And how can they utilize events and even social media platforms?
You know, there's a lot of great Facebook groups, Instagram, there's LinkedIn. There's a lot of those connections. But here's the thing that I would say. Be really careful on those public forums, because we all know that what we say and do is there forever electronically. And be careful to surround yourself with people that are positive and proactive and not the people that just point out the bad things or complain. They'll suck you dry if you let them. And so I would say choose your professional environment. I'm going to say that twice. You get to choose your professional environment, and you need to choose wisely on what and who you're letting influence you. Look for great local hygiene groups. And I'd say the same rule applies. Seek out those positive, proactive folks. CE events, their state and national hygiene meetings. If where you're working doesn't invest in you, invest in yourself. There's a lot of vendor-sponsored CE events and meetings. And you can learn and meet other professionals in these forums. Don't limit yourself to hygiene events, though. Take some doctor courses, take some business courses, and see what's going on in the environment around the practices and the communities that you're in. And so I would say, yes, networking is important in person and online, and then keep growing that mentor network. I didn't have a mentor network, and I wish I would have earlier on. There's so much out there to learn if you grab hold.
Wow, Julie, that is such wonderful advice. So Julie, thank you so much for joining me on Impactful Wisdom Podcast today. I know our listeners loved hearing your story. Your experiences are so inspiring, and I'm sure you've given our audience a lot to think about as they prepare for and to continue their work in the dental industry. We would love to have you come back, please, because your stories were so impactful and just gave such amazing advice. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm really honored to have been here with you, Kathy.
Wow, you guys, that was an amazing interview with Julie. One of my most favorite takeaways from that interview was that she said, go out there, seek out positive and proactive folks. And then she said, don't wait for somebody. Don't limit yourself. Invest in yourself. Don't you think her words were super powerful, Amanda?
Yeah, I really do. I personally haven't, you know, opportunities just sometimes don't come knocking on your doorstep. You kind of have to seek that out. And at the same time, not all experiences are going to be positive. And I think, you know, for me personally, not all those experiences in my professional life have been that way, but I'm really happy to say that the team I work with now is that, and I definitely had to seek that out. You know, it just didn't like come knocking at my doorstep. I think that's really important. I think, you know, it's right. I like talking about this with students all the time. It's not just a job. It's more than a job, right? And part of that is the people you surround yourself with when you're working, right? I like to say that our team is like my work family. And, you know, because I spend so much time on the phone or in virtual meetings with you. And when we are together in person, you know, I'm sad to go. I'm sad to leave you guys. So I think, yeah, it's really important, the people that you surround yourself with. Vincent, what about you?
I believe investing in yourself is very important. Think about during the pandemic, during that closure, because, you know, many of us were on furlough. And during that time, how many of you actually spent time discovering yourself, trying to learn new things, learn new tasks? I think one of you took a class or something. But I think that's important to really try to always build and invest in yourself. It may not be, it may be more than just a class. It may be reading something, reading materials, taking a course. But I think investing in yourself, I talk about the investment, the return on investment. If you don't invest in yourself, who's pouring into you? That's my philosophy. You always have to invest in yourself.
You just said something that kind of sparked. I feel like this year, while it was kind of a weird year, it was a year that I, before going into 2020, I decided to invest in myself. And it was really life-changing on a personal level for me. I really focused on my health and, you know, my well-being and bettering myself as a person. It is really critical. And I, you know, I didn't even think about that until you just said that, Vincent. I was like, yeah, I have actually invested in myself.
And you didn't wait for somebody to tell you to do that. And that's pretty cool. And that's kind of what Julie was just talking about. Just don't wait. Go for it and take it on. And I love that type of attitude, because at the end of the day, it's you, right? And sometimes we're the person who stops, we stop ourselves, essentially.
Yeah, you just reminded me of something. And I know this is not what Julie said, but the point is, a cousin told me years ago, self-preservation is the first law of nature. If you don't take care of yourself, who will? And it goes back to, if you don't invest in yourself, if you don't look for opportunities, yes, they may not always come your way, but you need to at least be open-minded, be receptive to the opportunities. This is really good stuff, Kathy. Good stuff.
Oh, thanks, Vincent. That was really powerful. It really was. But guys, that's a wrap. Tune in the next episode. Dr. Mo, Mr. Singodontis, who's joining in, and he's going to be talking about goal setting, New Year's resolution. We're wrapping up the year. You don't want to miss it.
You can listen to new episodes of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast every other week when you subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Dental students, get your free guide, 10 Steps to a Successful Dental Career, at ImpactfulWisdomPodcast.com. There, you'll also be able to connect in every way with your favorite dental podcast hosts, the Heartland Dental Campus team.